我们今天我们的主日的信息
and our Sunday's message today,
我们将开始一个新的系列
we will start a new series.
那这个新的系列就是讲到圣经中的约
and this new series is about all the covenants in the Bible.
那么我们希望通过学习这些可以我们对神的计划对圣经有一个更好的了解
and I hope that through the study of these covenants we can better understand God's plan for this world and for us
我还记得我刚来美国的时候
I remember when I first came to this country
我就非常想去这个纽约去看一看
I had a strong desire to visit New York
那有一天呢我们就几个同学一起开车从弗吉尼亚州就上到往北开就到了纽约
So one day, several of our friends drove from Virginia up north to New York.
不过到了曼哈顿之后呢，我们就好像找不到方向了。
So when we reached Manhattan, we are kind of lost.
那个时候是没有手机的哈。
Back then, we didn't have an iPhone.
所以你只能拿这个地图哈，在找到底往哪里去走。
So you have a map to look for the place.
所以我们几个人呢在那里呢每个人的意见都不一样
So several of us will have different opinions
因为有的人说要向东走有的人说向西走
Some say to go east, some say to go west
那又有人说干脆我们向回走
But some say let's turn back
那不过我们碰到一个很好心的人
But then we find someone who was very kind-hearted
那他就带领我们走了一段路
So he showed us a way
很巧那带我们上到这个帝国大厦上面
So he led us to the Empire Building
然后到了帝国大厦上面的时候他就告诉我们
And then when we reached there he told us
从上面往下一看他就说你看吧这个就是曼哈顿
So from the top of the building he said look down and this is Manhattan
这个地方呢是 Lower Manhattan
And this area is Lower Manhattan
这个地方呢是 Middle Manhattan
And this is Middle Manhattan
然后这个是 Uptown
And then over here is Uptown
所以就把这个整个的方向告诉我们
So he showed us all the directions
所以我们从这个帝国大厦下来之后啊
So when we came down from the Empire Building
但是我们还是找不着路哈
We still couldn't find our road
不过我们这个方向就很清楚了
But then we have a better direction A sense of direction
因为我们知道了整个曼哈顿到底是怎么样的一个方向结构
Because we have known the layout of whole Manhattan
所以我们就不再担心会丢掉
So we no longer worry that we'll be lost
我不知道你们有类似的经验
I don't know if you have the similar experience
我们要如果知道这个大的方向的话就会帮助我们在小的事情上就不会丢失
Sometimes when we have the idea of the general direction, then we will not be lost in small details.
所以接下来今年的几个星期，我都会跟大家来分享圣经中的盟约。
So several weeks from now on, I will share with you the biblical covenant.
那么分析这个盟约的目的呢，就是帮助我们看圣经啊，就像从上面我在帝国大上面来看纽约这个。曼哈顿城一样
And the reason I chose to speak on the covenants in the Bible is to give you a whole outlook of the Bible as if I was on top of Manhattan Empire Building looking at Manhattan
因为圣经呢成书呢是大多超过了1500年的时间
Because the composition of the Bible spans over 1500 years
大概有40多位作者
And they have about 40 authors
林林总总那么犹如一个这个包罗万象的百科全书
So it's very with other miscellaneous information It's like an encyclopedia covering many many subjects
所以英文的圣经呢你看我们的圣经虽然只有这一本哈
So even though our Bible is only one book
但是因为它的纸张弄得很薄
So in our Bible the pages are very thin The paper is very thin
那么它两面都有字实际上这一本圣经啊，英文圣经大概有80万字哈。
It's printed double-sided, so the English Bible has about 800,000 words.
那么，大概80万字是多少呢
？So how much is 800,000 words?
就说一般的小说大概就是10万字的。
So generally speaking, a normal novel is about 10,000 words.
所以这个是
十万是吧？
十万。
That's 100,000 words.
那么这个。Harry Potter 这个系列的书一共有7本，是不是
？So in the Harry Potter series, there are seven books.
那我们要放起来有这么高哈
？So if we pile it up, it's about this high.
那它大概这基本有多少字呢？
How many words are in that Harry Potter series？
大概100万字哈。
About 1 million words。
那么就比圣经才多出来一些哈。
So it's just a little bit more than the Bible。
所以你看，圣经虽然是一本，有的圣经小小的，只有很小的一本，实际上很多的内容在里面。
So even though the Bible seems to just be one book, actually it has a lot in it。
所以我们怎么样来读圣经呢？有的时候你就觉得，哎呀，圣经这么复杂，这么多的东西，好像就是很杂乱无章哈。
So sometimes you ask, how do I read the Bible? How do I understand the Bible? Seems like it has so much, you know, I'm so confused all the time.
所以有人呢就把圣经呢当教科书来读哈。
So some people read the Bible as a textbook.
那么圣经不是一个教科书。
The Bible actually is not a textbook.
那么有人呢又把圣经当历史书来读。
Some people read it as history.
那么圣经里包含了很多历史。
Of course, the Bible contains a lot of history.
但是它不仅仅是一本历史书而已。
But it's not just a historical book.
那这么多年啊，几千年来，有人把圣经怎么样读的都有哈。
So through these thousands of years, many people read the Bible differently.
所以有人把这圣经呢大卸八块哈。
So some people would dissect, cut up the Bible to many parts.
然后是批来批去哈。
And then they criticize it a lot.
这种读经的办法呢，我想就是没有了解到圣经本身的性质。
And this method of Bible reading shows that they do not know the nature or the meaning or the purpose of the Bible.
所以我们看到圣经的话，其实它有一些很多的主线是从始至终贯穿的。
So when we read the Bible, there is a main theme throughout the whole Bible.
就像一个珍珠哈。一串珍珠的话，中间有线穿起来。
Just like a necklace of pearls is threaded through all the pearls.
那么圣经中的盟约就像这一颗一颗的珍珠一样。
And the covenants in the Bible are like the little pearls.
是贯穿于圣中的啊，圣经的开始到结尾。
It goes through the beginning to the end of the Bible.
所以这是为什么圣经会分旧约跟新约。
That is why the Bible is divided into Old Testament and New Testament.
那么旧约圣经是指的上帝借着摩西跟以色列人所签订的西乃之约。
The Old Testament is the covenant on Sinai that God made with Moses for the people.
那么新约呢，乃是耶稣基督所跟门徒所立的约。
But the New Covenant is made between Jesus and his disciples.
那么圣经里呢，其实不只有这两个约而已。
The Bible actually has more than these two covenants.
那么圣经中一共有八个约。
There are actually 8 covenants in the Bible.
那这八个约呢，我们会讲其中的七个。
And I will speak about 7 of the 8 covenants.
每一次我们会讲一个约。
And every time I will speak on one covenant.
所以我们就可以这样子把圣经从一个不同的角度来看得更清楚神的救恩和神的作为。
So by studying the covenant, we can see better the purpose of God putting this word and then God's salvation through this covenant.
所以盟约是这个古代人这个生活一个不可分割的一部分。
A covenant is not separate or inseparable from the lives of ancient people.
我们现代人呢，其实呢也已经没有这个习惯去签盟约了哈。
And modern day people don't have the habit of signing a covenant.
但是呢，我们会签合同，对不
对？ So we will sign contracts.
那么每个人的话，你要做生意的话，都会有合同这一。
If you are conducting business, of course you're going to sign many contracts.
如果你买卖房屋的话，也要签合同，对不对？
If you buy and sell your house, you will also need to sign a contract.
这个合同就是有一种约束力哈。
And the contract has a binding power.
这个约束力是约束你签约的双方哈。
And this binding power concerns the people who sign.
那么圣经中的盟约呢？它在这个希伯来文里面叫 berit 哈。
And the biblical covenants are in the Hebrew is called a berit.
那么它也是这个把双方连在一起的这个意思。
It also binds two parties together.
但是它又不完全一样。
But it's not totally the same.
因为圣经中的盟约呢，除了我刚才讲过八个盟约中，只有两个是有条件的。
Because among the 8 covenants, there are only 2 that are conditional.
所以大部分的约是没有条件的。
And the majority of the covenants are unconditional.
所以上帝跟人去签订盟约呢， 从来都是他主动提出来要签订盟约。
So when God wants to make a covenant with the people, He's the one that takes the initiative.
他从来没问你同意不同意。
He didn't ask you, do you agree?
就像你出生来到这个世界上，你父母从来没有征求过你的意见吗？
Just like when you were born into this world, your parents did not ask for your permission.
所以你有没有有一天回去问他，哎？你没经过我同意，为什么把我生下来？
Have you ever gone back to your parents and say, "Hey, without my permission, how can you bring me to this world?"
我们不会，为什么？我们
知道 We will not ask that question.
生命本身是恩典。
Because we know life itself is a grace.
所以盟约也是一样。
And so is covenant.
上帝没有跟我们商量的。
God did not negotiate.
他也没有通过我们同意，他就要签这个盟约。
And He did not require our approval to sign a contract.
但这个盟约是神给我们的恩典。
So covenants are God's grace for us.
就是因为这个盟约，我们才有现在的生活。
Because of these covenants that we may live like this today.
所以我们今天来看这个盟约啊，我们就来仔细的思想这八个不同的盟约啊。
So today as we look into the covenants, let's first take a look at these eight covenants.
那第一个盟约是伊甸之约啊。
The first covenant is the Edenic covenant.
那么是上帝跟亚当在伊甸园所立的盟约。
It's a covenant made between God and Adam in the Garden of Eden.
那第二个是亚当之约。
And the second covenant is called the Adamic covenant.
那是上帝跟亚当夏娃当他们堕落之后，那上帝又重新修订这个盟约。
It's a covenant that God made with Adam and Eve after they fell, and He renewed the covenant.
第三个是挪亚之约。
And the third covenant is called the Noahic covenant.
Yeah. 那这个盟约呢，就是上帝跟挪亚所立的盟约。
And God made this covenant with Himself and Noah.
那其他剩下的我们大家很熟悉亚伯拉罕哈，上帝跟亚伯拉罕立约。
Abrahamic covenant。
那么上帝借着摩西跟以色列人立约。
And through Moses, God made a covenant with Israel。
那么上帝呢，也是跟以色列人在他们进入迦南地之前立了这个巴勒斯坦之约。
And God also made a covenant with Israelites before they entered the Canaan, which is called the Palestinian covenant。
那很多的时候，这个盟约呢，跟西乃之约也可以合在一起。
And Palestinian covenant and Sinai covenant can be combined together.
所以我们这个八个盟约我们会讲七个，大概不会讲这个巴勒斯坦之约。
So among the eight covenants, we will speak about seven. So we will skip the Palestinian covenant.
那么上帝跟大卫立约。
God also made a covenant with David.
应许大卫的后裔将永远的作王。
He promised to let David's descendants to sit on the throne.
那最后一个是新约。
The last covenant is a new covenant.
所以我们在接下来的几个星期，我们会按照这个顺序来陆续讲到这几个盟约。
So in the following weeks, I will speak on the covenants following this order.
那首先我们来看的是这个伊甸之约哈。
So the first covenant we're going to look at is the Edenic covenant.
那我们看到这伊甸之约呢，我们要体会到不光是约的内容。
When we look at this covenant, we not only want to know the content.
我们更加体会到这个立约的神是怎么样一个神。
We also want to know the God who made such covenant.
因为这个神是个爱我们的神。
The God who loves us.
所以怎么说是爱我们的神？
How can we say that He is the one that loves us?
他用这个盟约的方式啊，不是用来约束我们的。
He did not set up this covenant to bind us, to limit us.
这个盟约主要的目的是约束他自己的。
This covenant, the main purpose is to bind himself.
所以这个盟约本身告诉上帝，他本来不应该受任何的约束。
So this covenant shows that God should not limit himself in the first place.
但是他愿意以人所熟知的方式来宣示说，我愿意约束我自己。
But he would want to use a way that people understand to make a covenant. Say, I am willing to help you.
为的是祝福人类。
For the purpose of blessing the humankind.
所以这种盟约所带来的这个盟约之爱啊。
So the love manifests through making this covenant.
所以圣经里面在这个希伯来文专门有一个词叫 hesed.
So in Hebrew is a very particular word called hesed.
那么就表示这种爱。
It shows this kind of love.
就是盟约之爱。
It's a covenantal love.
所以英文呢常常翻译成 叫 love kindness。
So in English, we translate as loving kindness.
就是把 love 和 kindness 两字并在一起。
That combines love and kindness together.
来表达这种特殊的爱。
To show this particular love.
那么在中文当中，我们的翻译是看不出来哈。
So this understanding is not revealed in the Chinese language.
所以上帝的目的是为了限制他自己。以便于祝福人类、啊、
So God's purpose is to limit himself in order to bless people.
所以这是神给我们的恩典。
So this is a grace coming from our Lord.
所以这个约呢，我们看大概有七个方面的内容。
So there are seven aspects to this covenant.
那么它有四个方面呢，是它给人的这个祝福、啊、
Four are blessings.
第一个是生养众多。
First is be fruitful and multiply.
遍满全地。
To fill the earth.
治理全地
to subdue it,
管理一切的活物
and rule over all the living things.
所有神给我们的诫命我们做的都不太好
All the commandments that God gave us, you know, we didn't respond too well.
比如说治理全地
For example, to rule over the land.
你看我们现在地球的环境是日益恶化
We can see the environment of our earth is getting worse each day.
我们唯一能够做到神要求我们就是生养众多
The only thing we can still do now is to be fruitful and multiply.
那尤其我们华人
Especially for the Chinese people.
不但在中国那个地方生养众多，这个世界上只要是有海水的地方，你都可以看到中国人
Not only they multiply in China, all over the world. As long as there's water, they're Chinese.
所以这样基本就是神界定了他给我们祝福的这个范围哈。
So God here through this covenant, He defined the area of blessing that He wanted to give to humanity.
所以我们可以享受这个世界上所有的一切。
We can enjoy all the things in this world.
那这个世界上所有的生物都在我们的控制之下。
And all the living creatures are under our control.
因为这是神的命令，我们可以管理他们。
Because God commanded us to rule over them.
所以现在啊，这个。美国人都很喜欢养宠物的嘛
So we know Americans love to have pets.
那现在我们很多华人来美国也都养宠物哈
A lot of Chinese coming to this country, they also love to raise pets.
Yeah, 我现在住在 Santa Maria, 我的邻居啊，邢立先他们家有只狗哈
So my neighbor, Brother Xing, has a dog.
那么他这个宠物啊，都很喜欢我。在那里住，他居然这狗会认得我哎。
So when I live there, the dog begins to know me.
其实我不是每天看见他。
Even though I don't see the dog every day.
但是每一次他一看到我，哎呀，高兴得不得了，又跳又叫，摇尾巴什么的。
But every time he sees me, you know, he jumps and he, you know, barks and then he wag his tail.
所以呢，我们就为什么会喜欢宠物？我们这个。对于这个宠物来说啊，是我们家庭的一个成员哈。
So why do we love pets? Because they gradually become like members of a family.
所以英文有一个成语嘛。
There's a proverb in English.
叫男人的最好的朋友是什么
？Who is a man's best friend?
狗是不是？你说多奇怪，人
dog
最好的朋友不是人是狗。
Man's best friend is not man but dog.
你就知道我们这个世界出了大问题了。
Do you know our world has a big problem?
那么这是神给我们的一个礼物哈、
so、
我们可以享受
that God gives us to enjoy.
养这些动物啊宠物啊真是跟他们在一起我们就是非常开心、啊、
to raise animals or to raise pets that we can spend time with them that make us happy
所以神不但给了我们四个祝福也给了我们两个制度
not only did God give us four blessings he also gave us two systems
所以一个制度呢，就是有安息日的制度。
One is concerning the Sabbath.
那在创世纪的第二章第三节。
So in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 3.
说神赐福给第七日。
Say God blessed the seventh day.
定为圣日。
And sanctified it.
因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的功。
Because that in this day, he had rested from all his work.
就安息了。
He rested.
所以这个是安息日的制度。
So this is a system or institution of Sabbath.
不需要每一天都工作。
So people don't need to work every day.
那么人必须每个星期至少有一天可以安息的。
At least you should have one day off.
这是神所设立的一个安息日的制度。
So God instituted the system of
那也是为了我们的益处
And for our own benefit.
不过有的时候我们 实在是太忙了，我们从来都没有休息的哈。
But sometimes we're too busy to rest.
但是我想神给我们的心意是什么呢？
But God's heart for us is
是可以享受神所创造的。
That we can enjoy what He has created.
那第二个制度是婚姻的制度。
And the second institution is the institution of marriage.
所以创世纪第二章二十四节这样说。
In Genesis 2:24 it says,
因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
所以这两个体制就保证了我们人类最基本的生活的环境。
So these two systems basically guarantee the basic living environment for human beings.
因为家庭就是一个社会最基本的单元。
Because a family is a very basic unit of a society.
那我们知道现在呢，美国这个对家庭的这个影响是非常厉害哈。
And we know in the United States and how the situation of the family has become.
那离婚率很高，单亲的家庭很高。
We have a very high rate of divorce and single parents.
那么家庭的破裂就会最终会导致这个社会的不稳定。
And then the breakdown of family life will lead to instability of the society.
那么包括我们现在最近有这个同性恋的这个婚姻呢等等，这一些都会违背了神最初所创造的那个美好的旨意。
And this ongoing gay marriage issue, you know, will eventually violate God's heart for creating this world.
那都将会给这个社会带来一个不稳定的影响。
It will cause the society to be unstable.
那么除了这两个制度之外
besides these two systems,
神给我一个警告
God gave Adam one warning.
这警告就是不许吃那个分辨善恶树的果子。
Is that he should not eat from the tree of good and evil.
这个七个方面就最后这个大家问题最多。
So among these seven aspects, the last one caused most problem.
第一个，为什么不能吃？
First, people ask, why couldn't we eat?
我就奇怪，为什么你要问这个为什么不能吃哈？
So, but I'm curious, why do you want to ask that question? Why not?
因为那个园子里不止这一棵树，有这么多的树哈。
Because there are so many trees in this garden, not just this one.
包括那棵生命树在那里。
Including the tree of life.
神有没有说那个生命树不可以吃啊？
Did God forbid to eat from the tree of life?
没有，是可以吃的。
No, you can eat from it.
所有的树都可以吃。
All the trees, all the fruits you can eat.
就这一个不可以吃。
Except this one.
但是他就要吃这一个。
But then Adam wants to eat from this tree.
所以我们的问题就是分辨善恶不是好的事情吗？
So our question is, isn't it good to know good from evil?
为什么上帝不给吃？
Why God forbid us to eat from it?
是不是上帝太小气了？
Was God very narrow-hearted?
还是说真的像那个蛇所说的，上帝怕我们跟他变成一样了？
Or just like what the serpent said, you know, God was afraid that you would become like him.
那不许吃就不许吃，干嘛你放在那里呢？
So if you don't allow us to eat, why do you put the tree there?
那既然你不许吃，你不放在那不就可以了吗？
So why wouldn't it be better if you don't put the tree there?
所以这些问题都是很正常的问题。
So these are very common and normal questions.
所以帮助我们来思想说，神为什么把这一条放在这个盟约里？
So here it causes us to ask the question, why did God put this in this covenant?
第一个的话，分别善恶树的果子为什么不可以吃？
First, why can't they eat from the tree of good and evil?
其实不是说分别善恶不好。
It's not that to be able to tell good from evil is bad.
但是上帝是创造人的，他知道说我们的能力在哪里。
But God created us. He knows where our ability lies.
他知道说我们是没有办法离开神，可以自己分辨善恶。
He knows that we cannot know good from evil apart from God.
所以吃了这个善恶树，第一个问题就是我们不是因为吃了这个树，是因为我们首先因为怀疑了神的良善。
So it's not that we cannot eat from this tree, but basically, primarily, we have started to doubt God's goodness.
不再相信神的时候。
When we start not to believe in God.
当我们 不再信任神的时候，
when we stop believing and trust God，
这个就是我们人类败坏的开始。
And this is the beginning of human corruption。
所以我们看到我们这个世界周围的环境，这个情况，都是因为我们人觉得，我们觉得是好的，结果发现最后怎么样，根本就不好。
So our problem is when we look around our life, we see, oh, this thing we think they are good, but actually they end up being bad。
所以包括我们现在这个技术，这个电脑啊，手机啊等等，
including all the techniques that we have invented, including our cell phones or computers，
这些东西本身没有不好，
all these things are not bad in themselves，
但是我们追求要更快的更好的，
but we pursue something that's faster, something that's better，
我们觉得是好的，
we think they're better，
但是结果我们发现每两三年下来，整个美国有多少的电脑跟手机就要被淘汰掉。
So we find after two or three years, how many iPhones, how many computers will be recycled out?
我们以为我们就已经 recycled 了，已经是去回收了。
好， so we put them to recycling.
实际上是没有的，很多不知道扔到哪里去，跑到非洲啊，或哪个地方。
So some of the discarded cell phones and computers were shipped to other countries.
根本就没有办法说我们以为好，最后这些个这种滥用我们的资源造成了很多的这种垃圾哈。
So to reuse all the resources we have, they create so much garbage.
反过来会怎么样？这些环境的污染会影响到我们人类。
In turn, this environmental pollution will gradually kill us.
那比较一个特殊的例子哈。
A very particular example is
就是在中国的时候，以前有打麻雀这个故事哈。
In China, there was a story of shooting the sparrows.
Yeah. 解剖麻雀。
To cut apart the dissect sparrows.
Yeah. 因为他们发现这个一个麻雀打开以后，发现它肚子里有很多的粮食哈。
So when they cut open the sparrow, they found quite a few food inside the sparrow.
他说这个麻雀，一个麻雀吃这么多粮食啊，这个天上这么多麻雀，那得吃多少粮食啊？
They said one sparrow can consume so much food, then wow, how much food all the sparrows is going to consume?
所以他说这个麻雀要把它除去，我们就节省很多粮食给我们人吃。
They said to kill all the sparrows, we can save a lot of food for humans.
所以怎么去打呢？
So how do they shoot the sparrows?
这个麻雀有一个特点，它这个飞啊，它不能飞太久在天空里，它一定要落下来的。
So the sparrows have one special feature is that they could not fly very long. After a certain while, they have to land and rest.
那个时候中国他们就打麻雀是大家在同一个时间同时上房顶，又敲锣又打鼓的这样吵哈。
So when they want to kill the sparrows, a lot of people get on the rooftop and they climb on the cymbals and make a lot of noise.
所以这个麻雀飞呀、就没办法降落，因为它到处同时都在响，它没有落，最后怎么飞不动，它就怎么掉在地上就死了。
So the sparrows couldn't land when they make that noise. So gradually, the sparrow out of energy, they fell and died.
你看多聪明哈。
So people are so smart.
我们觉得这个是好的。
We think this is good.
但后来才发现不对呀。
But then they found out this is not good.
这个麻雀是翼鸟的哈。
翼鸟。
哎呀 ，good。
Sparrows actually are good birds.
Yeah, 很多的害虫是要它来吃掉的。
Many bad insects will have to be eaten by the sparrows.
所以像这样的事情，实际上我们觉得现在听起来好可笑，当时在这样做，其实我们现在每天还在重复同样的事情。
So back then, people think this was a smart thing to do, and today the things we think that are good will end up like this example of the sparrow.
我们以为是好的
，we thought they are good for us.
最后的结果却不是对我们有真正的好。
The end result was not good for us.
所以第二个问题的最引入进来，就是因为我们当他们去吃了这个禁果之后。怎么样呢？他就不再相信上帝了。
So the second problem that comes with eating the forbidden fruit is that they begin to doubt God. They no longer believe in God.
所以人拒绝听从上帝哈。
So people start to refuse to listen to God.
那么人类才不断的沦落到这样的结果。
So people begin to fall and fall until what it becomes today.
那为什么神要把这棵树？放在伊甸园。
So why did God place this tree in the Garden of Eden?
我想神如果不想让我们吃，他完全可以不把这个树放在那里。
I think for us not to eat from it, God can totally not put the tree over there.
但是神要把这棵树放在伊甸园，还要告诉亚当说你不可以吃。
But God placed a tree over there, and He also warned Adam not to eat from it.
这就是试验。
This is a test.
那么人类的祖先那亚当呢，他就失败了。
So Adam failed the test.
上帝要试验我们的信心。
God will test our faith.
他爱我们是没有条件的。
His love for us is unconditional.
但是他希望我们回应他的爱。
But he wants us to respond to his love.
他希望我们的回应是出于自愿的。
And he hopes that our response will be out of our willingness.
那么是甘心乐意的。
That we're willingly, gladly to respond to him.
所以有人说啊，我们现在这种情况都怪当初亚当不好。
Some people will say, you know, what happened nowadays, we can put all the blame on Adam.
如果亚当如果不吃，不就没事了吗？
So, you know, nothing would happen if Adam did not eat from that tree.
好像如果把他放在那个地方，他肯定就 不会出问题。
As if you are placed there, you know, you will not commit the same problem.
不过我想神对我们都是有这样的试验。
But I think God has the same test for all of us.
看整个的历史哈。
Looking through the human history.
包括神所使用的仆人亚伯拉罕、大卫、
Including all the servants that God used, like Abraham, David, or Moses.
神都希望我们说，在有些事上我们可以展现是出我们的信心。
God wants us to show that we have faith in Him through certain things.
甚至包括耶稣基督也不例外、啊、
Even for Jesus Christ,
他只有经过试验之后怎么样，神才可以真正去使用他。
Only after sufferings and trials that God can actually use him.
所以伊甸之约啊，是圣经中所记载的第一个上帝与人所立的约。
So the Edenic covenant is the first covenant the Bible recorded that God made with man.
虽然这个盟约这个在圣经里面没有用盟约的这个词、啊、
Even though the word covenant was not used in this case.
但是这个所有的这个盟约的内容是完全这个是完全符合盟约的概念的、啊、
But all the contents in this covenant is feasible for the definition of a covenant.
上帝的宣告也特别的显示出这种盟约的特性。
And God's proclamation also shows that this is a covenant.
这是一个有条件的盟约。
This is a conditional covenant.
人类必须要遵守神的诫命才可以得到这些祝福。
Humankind must obey God's commands in order to receive His blessing.
当人类失信于神的时候，
When people fail in their trust of God.
但上帝的盟约之爱却没有改变。
God did not change his covenantal love.
所以呢，我们就应该当以感恩的心啊，每一天来领受神的祝福。
So we should receive God's blessing every day with a grateful heart.
所以上帝是个不断给予的上帝。
God is a God who continues to give.
所以他都是给人的，给人的祝福。
He gives to people, he gives to us the blessings.
所以在约伯记里，上帝回答约伯的质问的时候，他就这么说哈。
So in the book of Job, when God answered Job's questionings, he said this.
谁先给我什么，使我偿还呢？天下万物都是我。
Who has prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine.
所以上帝不断将他的东西赐给我们。
So God continues to give what belongs to him.
所以我每天当以这个感恩的心呢、啊、来享受这个人生哈。
So we should live every day with a grateful heart of all the blessings that God gives us.
那我有一个朋友，他是非常喜欢小孩子哈。
I have a friend who enjoys children very much.
哎，那小孩子也都非常喜欢他。
And all the children like him.As well.
哎呀，这一点我就想向他请教，这个是我不擅长的。我说，哎，怎么这个小孩子都是非常喜欢你啊
？So one day I asked him because I really want to know how come all the children like him.
他说很简单呐、啊。
It's very simple.
小孩子嘛，你每次见他都给他有他喜欢带的礼物给他就好了。
So for children, every day you give him some kind of gift. Oh, they will like you.
哎，小孩很好哄嘛，他喜欢的东西又不贵哈。
So it's very easy to, you know, to make the children like you.
所以每次孩子看到他，
就
知道他有礼物。
Because every day they see, every time they see me, they know they're going to receive some gift.
小孩子都非常的喜欢他。
So the children like him.
所以弟兄姐妹，神也是每天每时每刻不断的把他的礼物怎么样赐给我们。
Our God also gives us His gifts every day.
所以我们真是珍惜每一天的时间啊。来以感恩的心来领受这些祝福。
So we need to cherish every day with a grateful heart all the blessings that God gives us.
我们可以简单的算一笔账哈。
So we can simply make an account.
如果你这一生活九十年的话哈。
If you lived up to 90 years old.
九十年可以了吧
？Is that good enough?
可以了 ，OK， 不少哈。因为这个超过美国的平均年龄了哈。
It exceeds the average lifespan of Americans.
你每天就打算说平均睡八个小时吧。
So if you sleep 8 hours a day.
其实这个像 baby 不止睡 一天睡二十个小时吧。
For babies, it's about 20 hours a day.
所以呢，九十年的话，你三分之一在睡觉，你三十年在睡觉哎。
So for 90 years, if you sleep 1/3 of the time, so 30 years is spent on sleep.
然后有些事情你是必须要做的。
But then there's some certain things you have to do.
比如说吃饭喝水。
Or eating and drinking.
上洗手间洗澡睡觉。
Go to the
bathroom.
And get ready for bed.
所以这些是必须要做的，你不做没有办法生活的哈。
So these you have to do in order to live.
这加起来的话，你这九十年差不多得有五年这样子吧哈。
So 5 years will be spent on those things.
然后你要是去工作的话。
So if you have a job.
那每天算你工作八个小时。
If it's 8 hours a day.
就算你工作三十年的话。
So if you work for 30 years.
差不多有十年去工作了。
So 10 years will be spent on working.
那么你可能还有几年的时间在生病，比如说今天感冒了不舒服啦哈。
And then you will spend some time getting sick.
大概又去了五年哈。
That's about 5 years.
最后还剩多少年现在？
40年，
不晓得还剩几年？
40年
啊？还剩40年。
You may still have 40 years left.
30年。
30。OK.
Thirty
years left.
这账算得清楚。
She has a clear accounting.
所以我们有没有打算花一年的时间生气
？So, but do you plan to spend 1 year on your anger?
然后花一年的时间呢？抑郁
，and then spend 1 year on your depression，
或者花一年的时间呢去骂人
，or spend 1 year to scold other people，
或者花一年的时间我们去忧伤哈
，or spend 1 year in sorrow，
所以时间是不多的
，we don't have a lot of time，
让我们珍惜神给我们剩下的每一天的时间
，so let us cherish each and every day that we have left，
让那些仇恨呐、生气啊、郁闷呐、忧郁啊。
Let your sorrow, let your hatred, let your depression, you know, let them all out.
因为神每天他在给我们很多很多的祝福。
Because every day God continues to shower us with His blessings.
愿神祝福我们在座的每一位。
So may the Lord bless everyone here today.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们知道你是赐福的神。
We know you're the God who gives blessings.
你借着伊甸之约。
And through the Edenic covenant.
你将你的福气赐给我们。
You give us your blessings.
不但赐给我们生命。
Not only did you give us life.
你赐给我们这个世界一切所有的。
You also give the world everything.
让我们今生可以享受。
That we may enjoy in this life.
主，我们谢谢你的信实。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness.
即使我们常常失信于你。
Even though we are unfaithful to you.
但是主，你的慈爱没有改变。
But your loving kindness did not change.
求主，你帮助我们每天以感恩的心来领受神的祝福。
May you help us to receive your blessing with a grateful heart every day.
来思想你的恩典。
And to consider your grace.
愿主你祝福我们的教会。
And may you bless our church.
愿主你看顾我们当中的每一位弟兄姐妹。
And watch over every brother and sister in our church.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.